You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Chippewa County nonprofit will reduce its services this year amid significant funding cuts. Officials from RiverSource Family Center say the organization is primarily funded by grants as well as donations from foundations and local residents. With the end of grant funding from the American Rescue Plan Act, the organization will lose about $130,000 of funding. They have also received less funding from United Way this year. Organization officials are looking for alternative grant funding sources as well as community donations. City of Menominee officials are reminding area residents that Phase 2 of the Pine Avenue construction project is set to get underway on Monday. According to a social media post, Phase 2 of the project will require the closure of Pine Avenue from Game Park Road to the Wakanda Elementary School driveway. Pine Avenue will remain open from the driveway to Wilson Street, and a signed detour will be posted directing traffic to John Russell Road, Game Park Road, and 21st Avenue. The Maple Avenue entrance to Wakanda Park will also remain open. Organizers are reminding residents who plan to participate in the Barron County Aqua Dairy Show to complete their registration by Monday. The dairy show will be hosted by the Barron County 4-H Dairy Committee for kids in the third grade or older. Kids from any county will be allowed to participate in the event, which will be held on Monday, June 23rd at the Barron County Fairgrounds beginning at 10 a.m. Local community members are invited to attend the show for free, and anyone interested in participating can submit their registration online. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief in support of California's lawsuit to block President Donald Trump from federalizing and deploying the National Guard. The coalition argues that President Trump's memo federalizing the National Guard gives him unlimited authority to deploy the guards of any state for a period of 60 days. They claim the action is unlawful and could prevent states from deploying their National Guards to respond to natural disasters and assist in drug enforcement operations. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per resident. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on the state. Wisconsin Republicans are still working to limit the governor's partial veto power after failing to do it in court. On Wednesday, lawmakers testified on their proposed resolution seeking an amendment to the state constitution to limit the governor's veto power to only full sections of an appropriations bill or to reduce spending. In order to make the change in the state constitution, the resolution needs to pass in consecutive legislative sessions and be put on a ballot referendum. Currently, the governor has the power to veto numbers, words, and punctuation in spending bills. Two Republican state lawmakers from western Wisconsin have proposed legislation to purchase and reopen the Libertas Treatment Center in Chippewa Falls. The Substance Abuse Treatment Center closed last year along with the HSHS hospitals and Purveya clinics in the region. Those closures left residents in the region without access to critical health care, including emergency treatment and mental health treatment. The legislation would allocate $1 million of the state budget to purchase and renovate the site. The facility would be operated by Lutheran Social Services. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Cornell man accused of stealing cash from his grandparents in Barron County. According to court documents, 28-year-old Tristan Stokes was officially charged with burglary and theft last week. His grandparents originally reported the theft to law enforcement authorities last June, claiming Stokes had stolen between $4,000 and $5,000 from their safe. The complaint alleges Stokes admitted to taking the money in September, but said he had worked out a plan with his grandparents to pay it back without criminal charges. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology in schools. Under the pilot program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban, one suburban, and one rural school district and distribute 32,000 VR headsets to 16,000 students. The goal is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using VR technology to improve math scores. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew host the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more scattered storms, low in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or thundershowers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.